You are listening to the Royal Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, the Muslim American spokesman for human salvation. And now, Imam W.D. Muhammad. The following is part one of a lecture by Imam Muhammad entitled Dealing with Money Problems, recorded in Dallas, Texas on May 23rd, 1992.
The one Allah, the one Lord of all the worlds. And we pray the peace be upon Muhammad the Prophet, upon him be the prayers and the peace, the last prophet. And what follows of that excellent traditional salute to Muhammad the Prophet. First, let me say that on every visit to the city of Dallas, hosted by you, I always get more than I expect of good and also of inspiration or encouragement. And that means a lot to me because I think I live on that. last night was so impressive. And I feel that we are really, really accomplishing big things. And we have to acknowledge not only the strong spirit, the exuberant spirit of Imam Yahya Abdullah, but we also have to acknowledge his winning personality and his obvious wisdom. And we thank Allah for that. Now I know that, as he will tell me right away, as soon as I pay him a compliment, he starts telling me about you all. But I know that he couldn't do it by himself, so the compliment is to all of you. But we are very happy and proud when we find productive leaders. That gives us rest in our soul or in our spirit. But when we don't find productive leaders, then we are miserable inside. We're sick and downhearted. So I hope you understand and how important your leadership is to us in Dallas and your support for that leadership. I looked at this topic and I said to myself, I wonder what I had in mind when I suggested this topic. Well, I think I understand. I think I know. But the topic is still a burden. Why is it a burden? It's a burden because people expect quick answers. You know, they expect everything to come so quick and easy. You know, okay, you're gonna tell us how to get out of this situation we're in. You gonna do something for poor people? Okay, let's have it right now. Well, you know, if I had a quick answer, I wouldn't do any talking. I'll just tell you where to go to get hired tomorrow. the next day, you know, the next work day, next coming work day, I just give you the information you need to go get hired. Because most poor people that are suffering, they're suffering because they don't have jobs. Or they don't have adequate jobs. They don't have a job that's enough to take care of them. The job is not income, doesn't provide the income to make them not be miserable. I said, you know, that's for the people who are bothered. Now, most of the people that are unemployed, they're not even bothered. They're not bothered, and that's why they are not employed. Those that are bothered by not being employed, in time they're going to be employed. So we have to try to reach not only those that are bothered by their situation or their condition, but also those that are not bothered by their condition or their situation. And I believe that many of us who are now very much alive and active and productive, many of us at one time were just like that many out there that are not even bothered by their situation or by their condition. But something came to our awareness in the form of a message, and it changed our whole mental disposition, gave us a new way of looking at things. And that kind of help does not come instantly. It comes over a period of time, being exposed to a particular sensitizer. The sensitizer can be the Word of God, the sensitizer may be something else, but we have to be sensitized by something. The quickest answer that I can give for making change, the change that we should be wanting in our lives, and many of us do, is a change in the way we look at things. Change in the way we look at things, you know, change in perception. The learned say that perception is all senses operating together. And we think of perception, we think of perceiving maybe with our eyes, seeing something with our eyes. That is perception. That is perception. But the more complete meaning of perception, the richest term, the richest meaning for the expression perception, is that one that combines all the senses working together. All senses working together, perception. And what we need is mental perception, mental perception. The perception to dawn in the mind or to become clear in the mind. Many things affect perception, and perception affects all things for the individual. Support for faith, you know, that's the answer. We've heard faith can move mountains. Faith can move mountains. I mean, if you just had faith, you could accomplish so much. You can do so much. You can do the things you want to do if you just had enough faith. But we need conditions to favor us having faith. You know, faith too is not something that you can just easily come about. In fact, we say, as Muslims and people in religion say, no one can give another one faith. Faith is always the mercy of God. If we have faith, it is because of God's mercy. There's plenty of support for us having faith. But the lifestyle today, the burden on the individual person today, the demand on the individual's attention today, is such that it's very, very difficult for any individual to be in a situation to get help. This is a time that is described in Scripture in these words: no soul will be able to help another in any degree. No matter how much we try to help our friends, our own relatives, look like we're just wasting time, theirs and ours, when they're in the bad situation. So we shouldn't feel so let down when we call the community or call the public to an address and they don't respond. They don't respond at home with each other. So how can we be disappointed if they don't respond when we call them? You see? It's the time. But I'm predicting right now that before 10 years from this day, we are not going to be able to find facilities big enough for the crowds that will be coming. Because gradually a change is coming about in the perception of people, the members in the public. A change is gradually growing in their perception. And when that change grows to become clear, they are going to have the situation they need to act upon the things they should be acting upon. And we are going to see a changed society, a changed public in this country. Oh yes, it's coming. We have support for faith. We have support for faith. When we use the term faith, we're talking about trust. Trust, too. Faith and trust, almost the same. Faith and trust. In the language of Quran, the Quranic term, faith and trust are used, the same words used for both, depending on how you express it in a sentence or in an expression, put it into expression. When we look at the world, we may see the world in its physical picture, but the world all outside of us and in us is a world of death and life. It's death and there's life. And the two are working together. And as Scripture tells us, the dead is brought forth out of the life, out of the living. And the living is brought out of the dead. So to me, that's enough alone. I'm a kind of a philosopher. To me, that's enough alone to make me have faith. Here is a system operating that is operating upon the principle of death and life. And life that is a mystery to me comes out of death. And death that is a mystery for me comes out of life. And death supports life. You know, to me, that's enough to make me have faith.
Thank you for your financial support of Imam Muhammad's ministry and this radio broadcast. Your contributions are appreciated. Send your donations to the MACA Fund. That's M-A-C-A, the MACA Fund. Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. That's the MACA Fund. Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. The Sensemaker presents Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. This new book is must-reading for everyone, which gives a concise and historical understanding of Al-Islam. Imam Muhammad's new book is filled with photos and graphics and words of wisdom that appeals to common sense. Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Order your copy by sending a check or money order for $7.95 plus $1.50 shipping and handling to The Sense Maker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's The Sense Maker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. For more information and wholesale rates, call 312-243-7600. That's 312-243-7600. Get this dynamic new book from Imam W. Dean Muhammad, The Sense Maker.
Then we have our own world, the world of human beings, our families. And in our families, we see birth, the birth of another family member, an addition to the family. And if we were not ourselves observing our relationship, or pardon me, the treatment and the relationship that we had with our mother or with the parent or the adult that took care of us as babies, we can observe the baby that is new today arrived and how a relationship is formed with the mother and how that relationship is so important that that baby is to exist and live to see adolescence, manhood, womanhood. We know how important it is. Now, nobody can pay that mother to be the mother God made her to be. She doesn't do it for money. She does that out of her mother nature. Her mother nature orders her to do that. She'll wake up in the middle of the night with fever herself, sick and weak. She heard the baby cry. She goes and attends the baby. To me, that alone is enough to make me have faith. For me, that's enough to make me have faith in something outside myself. Now, let's think of God, you know. So why bring up God? In our situation, we should try anything. Let's think about God now. Here is a creature, he's lost faith in God. He doesn't have faith in God. I have no time to talk about no God. I don't want anything to know. And some of us will see that person. And we are so into religion that we may say, you shouldn't even bother with him. He has no respect for God. He doesn't care about God. Look, brothers and sisters, at the condition in Arabia called before the prophet, advent of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, called the Jahiliyyah time, the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance and darkness. Look at that society at that time. Now, they didn't care for anything but their own immediate interests. And they were divided into tribes. The society was all sectioned up into tribes on tribal lines. And the tribes were feuding tribes, competing with each other, abusing each other, roaming about like gangs roam some of our city streets, only worse. But from that place, and that time, God created Muhammad, raised up Muhammad. Huh? Now somebody will say, well, no, it shouldn't have been raised up in that place. Why put such good, raise up such excellent model of human person and such beautiful human being in that ugly place? But that's where it happened. Now, that may not be enough for you, but I'm just saying these things because this is a desperate time and a desperate situation. So many think I should come out and give you a lecture and commentary on one of the ayahs of the Quran and some fiqh and et cetera, and close out with a half an hour dua. I disagree. You should go to class for that. go to one of the Islamic classes for that. As a young man, I wondered why some people were so nice, seemed to have been so blessed by God, and they weren't Muslims. I wondered, because the way I was raised, you know, like, if you ain't this, you ain't nothing. And then, what I mean, the language of that teaching said that. Not the attitude of the people. No, the attitude of the people didn't say that. The attitude of Elijah Muhammad didn't say that. The attitude of my mother didn't say that. The attitude of a brother, we used to call him minister, Isaiah Kareem, didn't say that. But the language that we were taught said that, you know. We are the only, we are the best, we are the supreme, we are the only ones right, everybody else wrong. So as a child, I wondered, when I saw beautiful, excellent human beings, and they weren't Muslim. Not that I thought their smoking was beautiful, or their drinking of liquor was beautiful, or their foul language was beautiful. But you know, some of the best people smoke. Some of the best people drink. Some of the best people use foul language. You can be a victim of certain habits and circumstances and yet be a jewel in that situation. A jewel, a precious jewel in that situation. And that's what I observed. Not only that, I found some that didn't smoke and didn't drink. They were Christians, but they didn't smoke, they didn't drink, they didn't use foul language, clean tongues. And later on in my life, I found those that told me they didn't believe in God. And they were very, very admirable people. And you say, well, how is that? Well, if you've never come by one, maybe I can understand you asking the question, how is that? I've come by more than one that told me they didn't believe in God. But they were excellent people. Now, I see them. And God's mercy gave me this picture, and I still have the same picture. I'm giving it to you today, and I got this picture when I wasn't grown. I wasn't a grown man. I was still a boy. And it came to me, said, now, if you had a child, and something happened to separate you from that child, the child had no way of making connection with you. But you had a way of making connection with that child. But you couldn't get that child to be aware of you as his parent. Now, we know God can do anything. But God has also some laws that he established for his relationship with his creatures. Although he can do anything, he can do anything. He has the power to do everything. But he has established some laws for his relationship with his creatures. Now, it came to me, if that child heard your name and said, well, I don't care nothing about that person, say, would that change your feeling toward that child? No. If that child say, oh, I don't even believe he exists, no, wouldn't change it. If that child cursed the name, would it affect the relationship? No. Why? Because the child has been separated from me. The child does not really have any direct way of communicating with me. And the child is not believing the communication that's coming from others. That's my child. I love him still. Right? And if I have the power, I will help that child. I will be with that child as though I was physically with that child. If I could. Whenever I saw that child doing something that merit a better condition in his life, whether he knew me or not or conceived me correctly or not, I would give him credit for what he merited. If he did kindness by another human being, by another child, I would give him credit for that. If he woke up and took care of his teeth, brushed his teeth, and kept himself clean, I give him credit for that. That's the God. You don't have to know God by his name. You don't have to love God. But if you be good, God knows the relationship is broken. If you try to be good, you're going to get results from God just as though you know God.
The Sensemaker presents Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. This new book is must-reading for everyone, which gives a concise and historical understanding of Al-Islam. Imam Muhammad's new book is filled with photos and graphics and words of wisdom that appeals to common sense. Al-Islam, Unity and Leadership by Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Order your copy by sending a check or money order for $7.95 plus $1.50 shipping and handling to The Sensemaker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's The Sensemaker, care of the Muslim Journal, 910 West Van Buren, Suite 100, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. For more information and wholesale rates, call 312-243-7600. That's 312-243-7600. Get this dynamic new book from Imam W. Dean Muhammad, The Sensemaker. Imam W. Dean Muhammad speaks. Join us again next week for Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Thank you for listening.